Wall against Bradley for three. John Wall, what a shot!
Yeah, no, but the runner's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh, it's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again, the one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He got again. Toti, the king of Rome.
9 8 7
6
5
4
3 2
1
Go!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to World Sport News. I'm Cassio.
I'm Ada. Guys, it's time to look at world sports. First, let's focus on NBA. The regular season is about to end. Are there any changes of the conference?
Yeah, after intense competitions of a week, now Rockets and Raptors continue to rank first in the Western and Eastern Conference. The Warriors and Celtics are following closely. Besides, the Spurs fall back with the series victories, ranking 6th in the Western Conference. Rising 4 places, the playoffs are expected.
Everything changed, so let's wait to see the final results. And today, Harden scored 2,000 points in total, making the best record of the team with 59 streaking winning. From 1993-94, the Rockets won the 58 victories record and became the championship. With this season's great performance, the Rockets went beyond that.
Exactly. After the victory over panicking, the Rockets have 9 regular season games left to play. 5 with Eagle, Bull, Sun, Spurs, Wizards, Blazers, Thunder, Lakers, and Kings, including 6 home and 3 away games. At the same time, only the Spurs, the Wizards, the Blazers, and the Thunder are playoff teams. So once the Rockets do well, they are expected to hit 65.
That's incredible. And here is the sad news. We all know that players always get injuries and injuries. It seems that Stephen Curry was really unlucky this time. He missed 6 games due to a sprained ankle. He was back from injury yesterday, scoring 29 points in just 25 minutes, but was forced to leave when his teammate Haverne Mackey fell to his lower limb on the bench.
What a pity. The injury, which was similar to the last year's attack on Kevin Durant by Zaza Pachulia, has raised public concerns if the situation could be even worse. However, the good news is that Curry is expected to resume basketball in 3 weeks when the playoffs are just beginning.
Thank God. So much for basketball. Now attention to the latest situation of Champions League. The quarterfinal has drawn in near UEFA headquarters. Juventus vs Real Madrid, Manchester City vs Liverpool, Barcelona draws to Rome, Bayern Munich against Sevilla.
You know that in the last season, Real Madrid beat Juventus with 4-1 victory, has become the first team to successfully define the champion since the restructuring of Champions League. This season, the galactic battleship is going to have a full impact on the crown. But in a 2-round knockout, the Bean Colibri may be the worst opponent of the Real Madrid, because the 2 rounds are different from a decisive final. The manager have more time in tactical design and strategy. The match between Juventus and Spurs have already shown their ability to adjust the game.
I agree with you, but I think the overall strength of Real Madrid is still better. They just need to think more about strategy, and that's a big challenge. On the other hand, Barcelona seems to be the team they want the most. From this season, when they're against Chelsea and Juventus, it can be seen that Barca is looking for a way to get ahead, relying on Messi's personal ability to pursue a strategy of breaking the door. In the Champions League, such a strategy is very effective. At least situation like this in the last year would not happen when it was 0-2 down to Juventus at the beginning and finally lost in 0-3.
A team with Messi can be very friendly, thus Barca is very difficult to deal with for Rome, and their experience of league is not sufficient. It has the smallest suspects in the quarterfinals, so Barcelona may have the chance to play a two-goal and even bigger victory at home to lay a solid foundation for last round.
That's all for today. The next is highlight game. I'm Ada. Bye.
I'm Cassio. See you next time. Bye.
Hi guys, welcome to the highlight game. I'm Alex. Nice to see you again.
Hi, I'm Steve. Today we're going to focus on the soccer match held last week. It was the China Cup in Nanning. Ren Jigis started his reign as Wales manager in spectacular style, with Gareth Bale scoring a hat-trick in the 6-0 thrashing of China to become the nation's leading goal scorer.
Gareth Bale, the Real Madrid forward, whose every touch was cheered by an enthralled home crowd, put Wales ahead inside 3 minutes with a fine run and finish clipped into the top corner. Bale slotted in a second soon after to move level with Ian Rush's mark of 28, before Sam Vokes' deft flick and Harry Wilson's excellent whipped effort on his 21st birthday gave the visitors a 4-0 halftime lead.
Vokes added his second and Wales fifth after the break, and then Bale sealed his hat-trick and surpassed Rush's milestone with an assured low finish to complete the run. Jigis' men will now play on Monday's final of the China Cup friendly tournament against the winner of the second semi-final between Uruguay and the Czech Republic on Friday.
As a new position for Jigis, the significance of this job to him was evident when he described his appointment as the proudest moment of his life. No mean feat for a man who won 13 Premier League titles, 2 Champions League crowns, and 4 FA Cups, among others, in a prodigiously successful playing career. He also said he was more nervous about starting his managerial career in earnest after 4 matches in temporary charge of Manchester United in 2014 than he ever was as a player for United and Wales.
Amid the pride and tradition, there was also excitement at inheriting the finest generation of players in Wales history. Having reached a first semi-final at a major tournament at Euro 2016, and although they were faced with feeble opposition, Jigis' Chargers demonstrated their attacking potential with a potent display. Bale was the game's outstanding player, but there was nothing new for Wales. What might have been equally encouraging for the new manager was the emergence of lesser celebrity squad members.
Meanwhile, Rangers left-back and winger Declan John was brightly on his return to the team after a near 4-year absence, while midfielder Wilson, on loan at Hull City from Liverpool, was making his first start since becoming Wales' youngest player at 16 years old with a substitute appearance against Belgium in 2013. The 21-year-old had not played for Wales since then and kept an impressive individual display in Nanning with a superb first international goal and a neat assist for Volks' second.
Back to Bale's creating history. He was greeted by hordes of adoring fans when he arrived at Nanning Airport on Tuesday, and the reverence extended to the opening fixture of the China Cup. The Chinese supporters at Guangxi Sports Center, a 60,000-seater stadium, which was a little over half full with an attendance of 36,533, applauded enthusiastically and grasped in awe whenever the 28-year-old was in position.
Also, this is Wales' biggest margin of victory since August 1996, when beating San Marino by the same scoreline. Wales' 6-0 win is the biggest win for any Wales manager on their debut, and Jigis is just the 5th different manager to win by such a margin. Ryan Jigis is just the 2nd manager to win on his debut for Wales amongst the last 9 alongside Bobby Gould.
In their first game of the year, Wales have scored as many goals in 2018 as they did in the whole of 2017. When it turns to Team China, this loss was Marcelo Lippi's biggest margin of defeat as an international manager. Wow, what a night of records.
Yeah, and that's all for this week's highlight game. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me, and I decided.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Colin.
Glad to see you, Emblati.
By the end of the NBA regular season, the leading team seems to be able to relax for a while. However, the match between Golden State Warriors and Oklahoma City Thunder will never be boring. Since Durant left Thunder 2 years ago, Westbrook has always been totally open fire when faced with Warriors. Considering George and Melo joined Oklahoma, Thunder is not that easy to be defeated after the Big Three have found a suitable way to cooperate. According to their previous records, Oklahoma defeated Golden State on November 23rd and February 7th, while losing the game on February the 25th. In this sort of situation, I say they both have the possibility to gain the victory.
But I believe in Warriors. First of all, each team has several all-star players, but the Golden State Warriors achieved the final championship last year, which will lead to better privity, while Oklahoma City Thunder was in trouble ranging the Big Three. Besides, the substitution of Warriors is still threatening, especially with players such as Iguodala and Nicky Young.
Well, I remain the opposite idea, because the Oklahoma City Big Three have found their way to win the match. Apart from the Big Three, we need to pay more attention to Steve Adams. The young man looks like stepping into his 40s. It is this man who is actually leading the offensive rebounds. He is the element that can never be ignored, for it is known that the inside part is always the weak point of Warriors, which is a good point of Oklahoma City.
Alright, admit that what you said is reasonable. Well, look at the data this season. Despite the rebounds and the turnovers, Golden State Warriors performed better than Oklahoma City Thunder. What's sick about Thunder is that Westbrook leads all three types of main data, including points, rebounds, and assists, which can be a problem that they can't handle the game without Westbrook.
Okay, but don't forget the injuries Warriors met. Four main players are all injured, especially Curry, who seems to have really serious problems. Though I truly hope that injuries could leave the players alone, it is an unstable element that would affect the results. After all, the main player's absence can be the problem, especially when faced with a top-standard team.
Even if Golden State Warriors is not that powerful inside, it still has great defense. That depends on a system in which others can help the weaker point. Here is the data of this team this season, in which Golden State Warriors leading the points, the assists, and the blocks per game, but 15th in rebounds, which cannot match Oklahoma City Thunder. Yet, I think that it is the team basketball Steve Kerr insists that supports the Golden State Warriors to be the team having achieved two champions in 3 years.
Fine, in this situation, Thunder seems to depend more on individual abilities. Meanwhile, this can be a good thing because there is always someone who can stand up to carry the whole team on. And they can also help each other by sharing the ball and connecting the teammates together. Particularly when George and Melo both find the way to victory. Russell Westbrook is a player full of passion. They can bring us a wonderful game.
Sure, we all know that Westbrook is the man who made the miracle record last season. However, it's sometimes his aggression that could be a source of his irrational decisions, which may be a burden to the team. Golden State Warriors, in another way, can be calm in most of the time. I'm not really in favor of such kind of personal heroism, which used to be a feature of him.
I have opposite idea on this, since I think it is the charming point of Russell which can encourage the teammates.
In that case, I don't think any one of us can persuade each other, so why don't we just wait to see the results?
I agree, it's time to stop. See you next time.
See you next time.
Hello folks, welcome to this young man. This is Matt Broadcasting. So I have to say sorry to you guys. Special episode is for a science giant, Stephen Hawking. Obviously, the topic isn't relative to the sports, as the gigantic loss of the world. I figured that was completely vital to broadcast the legend. Now keep pace with me, through the journey of the Professor Stephen Hawking. Young Hawking was a dull boy, although it sounds like unbelievable. That's real. In St. Dubai, 8-year-old Hawking attended St. Dubai High School for Girls for a few months. At that time, younger boys could attend one of the houses. Though known at school as Einstein, Hawking was not initially successful academically. With time, he began to show considerable aptitude for scientific objects. Something behind the scenes, something deeply hidden. Let's talk about that person like Hawking. Follow to begin Stephen Hawking's journey down the road of exploration that he would follow the rest of his life. At Oxford, for the first 18 months, he was bored and lonely. He found academic work ridiculously easy. His tutor said it was only necessary for him to know that something could be done and he could do it without looking to see how other people did it. And his change came up. He started to engage many outdoor activities, becoming popular, lovely, and ready. He accomplished the opportunity to admit cosmology at the University of Cambridge coincidentally. With time, Hawking radiation was discovered by that man. The next aspect, his personal life. I'll see you very normal. Oh, you don't think so? Yup, that was actually marvel. His diagnosis with motor neuron disease drove him crazy. Luckily, at the same time, he came across his Miss Wright, Jane Weld. She deeply loved him and be willing to shoulder the burden. In the following days, they engaged in October 1964. He said, the engagement gave him something to live for, so you can imagine its importance. Later on, heartbreaking things happened. Jane Weld was an active musician during his coming of Hawking. Finally, they divorced. Hawking's voiceless time lived with his nurse. Seriously, I'm not kidding. All things only happen to those wealthy people. One advantage Hawking's developed mind enjoyed a chance to communicate with adults in an intellectual way. His father acted as his personal tutor in physics and mathematics. He pursued his work in physics. In 1993, he co-edited a book on Euclidean quantum gravity with Gary Gibson and published a collective edition of his own article on black holes and Big Bang. He also maintained his public profile, including bringing science to the wider audience. In August 2015, Hawking said that all information is lost when something enters a black hole, and there might be a possibility to retrieve information from a black hole, according to his theory. In March 28, he died at home in Cambridge. The giant man of time and space gone. What a pity. Now, more for the great genius. Hope you can rise and fall with the universe. It's such a man who is confined to a wheelchair by disease. His mind travels through time and space, searching for the end of the universe and the secret of the black hole. His keen intuition and strong reasoning directly changed the traditional quantum mechanism has been widely accepted by the people. The Big Bang theory, and even Einstein's relativity theory. People can help but wonder, how did he do all this and how to manage the life of their own? It's therefore that the secret and film about Hawking's life became popular. When we immerse ourselves in the vastness of the universe, the tiny troubles in the daily life will be insignificant, and so we can rediscover the ultimate pursuit of life. The pursuit of is no longer a cause of the cosmetic dust, earth life, and the dead and dying. Thank you for guys with me. Next time, we return to normal. Stay tuned. Bye.
Don't wanna know, no, no, no.
Hello everybody, I'm Carmel. Have you ever heard of the famous football player Cristiano Ronaldo? He's the only Ronaldo in the world. The only Ronaldo. He was so unique, spoiled, internal self-confidence, tomahawk free kick, the posture of campus's type, shiny hair. His colleagues earned him the nickname Law 3. He likes a watchman dragging a wooden leg come to Brazil, carrying the dream of a country. Now let's take a look at his growth story. Cristiano Ronaldo was born on February 5, 1985 in the Portuguese island of Madeira. Cristiano Ronaldo is also a central forward, currently serving at the Spanish Real Madrid football club and is the captain of the Portuguese national team. In 2003, he joined Manchester United and won 10 titles, including the Premier League, Champions League and the World Cup. He has won the best goal scorer in the Premier League, top scorer in the Champions League, the English Player of the Year, the World Player of the Year, the Golden Ball Award and the European Golden Shoe Award. In June 2009, Ronaldo moved to Spanish Real Madrid with a net worth of 19.6 million euros in the first four seasons, with a goal of 1.01 goals per game. He was the highest scoring player in Real Madrid's history. In January 2014, Ronaldo was awarded the FIFA Ballon d'Or in 2013. On August 29, he won the European Player of the Year award. On November 14, 2014, in Lisbon, Portugal, and the home of Captain Ronaldo contributions were 1-0 win against Armenia. Cristiano Ronaldo scored the most goals in Champions League history on the road. He scored 13-7 goals in the road. The ability to overcome stress is huge. And Lionel Messi in the Champions League away goals is 34, three less than Cristiano Ronaldo. Two straight wins in the group stage of the Euro 2013 qualifying campaign. With the ball, Cristiano also scores most goals in the Euro 2008 qualifiers and the final with 23 goals. In January 2014, Ronaldo won the FIFA Ballon d'Or in 2014 for the third time in his career. In May, Forbes reported total player income for 2014, with Cristiano Ronaldo topping the list for 79 million. On July 7, 2016, the European Cup semi-final, Ronaldo's total goals scored 9 goals, chasing Platini, one of the most goals in the history of the European Championship. Portugal won the European Championship on July 11, when they were injured. On August 2016, won the European Best Player Award. In December, Ronaldo won the 2016 Golden Globe Award, the fourth Golden Globe Award in his career. On January 10, 2017, Cristiano Ronaldo was elected the 2016 World Player of the Year. August 25 is UEFA's Best Men's Player of the Year and Best Striker. On October 24, Ronaldo was named FIFA's Best Player of the Year. On December 8, he won the Golden Globe Award in 2017. Ronaldo drew attention to his technique of controlling the ball and shooting. He was slender, but at that time, he was far from robust. Gradually, Ronaldo, while improving his football skills, also began to focus on building his own body shape, injecting the strength factor into his body. Cristiano Ronaldo has a fast speed, good at breaking and shooting, possessing a strong physique and a comprehensive technique. He is one of the most outstanding football stars in the world today. Ronaldo has an irregular bone in his ankle, which is characteristic of only 10% of the world's population. Because of his talent and untiring efforts, he became a robot in football. That's all for today's grid. Thank you for your listening.
Cast producer Ada Xuyang. Anchor
Letty 雷霆
Steve 赵月央
Journalist
Castle 李文
Colin 韩文轩
Alex 张恒琪
William 段玉锦
Carmel 王玉梦
Matt 贡嘎旺九
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。